Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Avodah Zarah Daf Yod Bet, Amud Bet, about to take a look at the second half of the fourth Mishnah in the first Perek. Ir Sheyesh Ba'avodat Kochavim. So if there's a city that has idolatry in it, Vayuba Chanuyot Me'utarot Ve'Shanan Ne'enan Mutarot. Some of the stores were decorated for the festival and some were not. So we don't know what the din is. Zehaya Maaseh Beit Sha'an. This happened in the city of Beit Sha'an that tragically had Avodah Zarah time. Yemru Chachamim Mutarot Asurot V'Shinan Mutarot Mutarot Mutarot. The ones that are decorated are Asur. We don't exactly know what Asur means here. We'll see. And the ones that are not decorated are permitted. Now Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. He said the only prohibition is if they're decorated with roses or myrtles, because the problem is that he holds the issue is that the decorations are really part of the pagan rite, and therefore, since they are roses, you come in, you smell them automatically, and you can't avoid smelling them, therefore there's an issur of hana'ah. But if they're just decorated with fruit, mutarot, because you're not getting any hana'ah. When you destroy the Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, you should not hold on to anything, meaning, Nehanehu da'asur aval mehaneh shari, a very strange kind of position. The prohibition is you getting anything, you're getting benefit, but not giving benefit. Because here's what happens. If you go into the store that has decorated, which means the store owner is a member or a loyal adherent of the cult, then that means that some of your money is going to be going to the cult. That's not a problem. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu mutarot beferot nami asur, why? Kal v'chomer. Nehane asur, if you're not allowed to get benefit from Avodah Zarah, mehane lo kol shekein, certainly you can't give benefit. Now, meitaveh, this is a challenge to Resh Lakish. Rabbi Natan Omer, keep this in mind because for the rest of the sugya, Rabbi Natan's ruling here will play a role. Yom shavodat kochavim menachat bot hameches, on the day that the cult priests or the cult officials give a tax break, which means if you're a member of the cult, then and you have some sign of that, then you don't have to pay taxes or it's less, and if not, you have to pay more. Machrizin v'yomrim. This is what they announce. Kol mishnotel atara v'yanech brosho. Anybody who takes a garland and puts it on his head, v'rosh chamiro and on his donkey, lichvor avodat kochavim, and does it for the honor of the gods. He gets a tax break. But if he doesn't put it on, you don't get a tax break. And there's a Jew there. What should he do? If he puts it on, he's getting hanoah. So there's a machloket rishonim. There's the hanoah here that the tax break. Rashi seems to say that's not an issue because the fact that you're not paying something is not hanoah, but rather the hanoah because it's roses or some nice smell. Lo yaniach, if you don't put it on, nimtza mehaneh. You're helping Avodah Zarah because you're paying extra taxes. They're collecting. Mikan amru, hanosei v'notein bashuk shel avodat kochavim. So this is, Rabbi Natan says, this is the source of the ruling that if you do business in the shuk of Avodah Zarah, behemat te'aker, any animal has to be lamed. Perot ksut v'chelim yirkavu. So if you buy fruit or clothing, you have to let them rot. Ma'ot uchlei matachot, anything that is metal, like coins, etc. Yolichim li'am ha'melach, take them down to the Dead Sea. By the way, for hundreds of years, they thought that the phrase Yolichim li'am ha'melach just meant get rid of him in some way, until fairly recently, they found a treasure trove of old coins, which we generally say about Dmei Chatat, that are taken li'am ha'melach. Anyhow, Vezu ikur, what is laming? Ha'menasher parsotea min arkuva lumata. This we already saw, that you tear the tendons, evidently, below the knee. Now, Ktani Mihat, but the main point is, Yaniach Nimsa Nehaneh, Lo Yaniach Nimsa Mehaneh. So Rabbi Natan says, it's a devil's alternative. Either way is bad. If you put on the garland, you're getting Hanah from Avodah Zarah. If you don't put it on, you're giving Hanah to Avodah Zarah, so there's no way out, which proves, like Rabbi Yochanan, giving benefit to Avodah Zarah is prohibited. Rosh Hashayi, Bredi Rav Idi, Kasav Resh Lakish, so Resh Lakish holds, Pligi Rabbanan Alei, Rabbi Natan, Va'anadam, Mikir Rabbanan, Pligi Alei. The Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Natan, and they say there is a solution for a Jew in the marketplace like that. And I hold like the Rabbanan. So let's see. Rabbi Yochanan Savar lo pligi. He holds no. Everybody agrees with this statement. But lo pligi? There's no disagreement? Vatanya, look at this brayta. Hochin li arid shel avdei kochavim. You're allowed to go to the fair, put on for the avodat kochavim. Velokhin me'em behema, avadim, ushvachot. You're allowed to buy animals and slaves and slave girls. batim v'sadot u'chramim. You can buy houses and fields and vineyards. V'chotev u'maleh be'erkaot shalehen. This is the tricky part. You can register it in their law courts. Why? Because that's the only way that you can guarantee that you'll be able to hold on to your purchase. Now, continuing on that with the bright up, v'imaya kohen, let's say the purchaser was a kohen, let's say somebody makes a claim against you, so you could take this document, and even if it means leaving Eretz Yisrael and encountering Tum'at Eretz Ha'amim, you can do so, because that's the Rabbanan. Just like a kohen can do that, he can go to a Beit HaKvarot. Beit HaKvarot, do you think he really go into a cemetery? Tum'at Oraita hi. Ella Beit HaPras to Rabbanan. We remember the Beit HaPras from Nazir and from Psachim. That's where there's a body that's buried somewhere in this field, but we don't know where. That's the Rabbanan. So he's allowed to do that. Umetameh, parenthetically, the Kohen can also go to Chutz Laaretz and be Metameh Lilmod Torah, if he needs to study, Ulisa Ishar to get married. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Eimatai Bizman She'ein Motzei Lilmod. That's only if there's nobody to teach him in Eretz Yisrael. In parallel, or a woman to marry. If he can find someone to teach him, there's no right to go to Chutz Laaretz. Rabbi Yossi Omer, and this is the Psak of the Rambam in Hilchot Melachim, even if he finds someone to teach him, he can still go to Chutz Laaretz and become Tameh. You can't learn the same from everybody. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yossi, to prove this, Masebi Yosef HaKohen Shalach HaKharabo Letzaydan. So Yosef HaKohen went on the other side of the Kinneret to an area that at that time was considered Chutz Laaretz, Lomod Torah. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is the reason it was all brought, Halachak Rabbi Yossi, which means Rabbi Yochanan accepts this entire Breita, and the Breita starts off with saying you can go to the marketplace of the Goyim, and when they're having their pagan festival, and buy stuff. So Alma Pligi, so you see that the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Natan, and hold that giving benefit to Avodah Zarah is not a problem. So Rabbi Yochanan would say, Le'olam lo pligi, everybody agrees that you cannot benefit Avodah Zarah, give benefit to them. Lokasha. If you buy from a storekeeper who's got a salesman who's got his own store, then the Avodah Zarah really takes taxes from him. That you're not allowed to do. Khan, the second brayta is, you're buying it from a simple homeowner who makes a few of his own things. They don't take taxes from him because he's not a regular store owner. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan resolves it. Now we'll see that Rabbi Yochanan didn't really know the Mitziyut that well, as the Gemara will say. Amarmar, Beimate Aker, so he said that you have to lame the animal. Ay vaikar tsar bale chayim, that's hurtful to the animal, it's painful. Amar bayim, arachmana v'susayim ta'aker. God commanded Yoshua to lame the animals in the war against Chatzor, in the war against the north. So you see that it's something that either is not painful or alfa pichain. Amarmar, vezu ikur, so he said earlier what kind of laming is permissible. Menasher parsotea minarkuva ulamata. That they cut the tenons. Or mean he, we have the following challenge. Once the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, we don't declare Hekdesh or Cherem or Arachim, in other words, gifts to the Beit HaMikdash, because what can you do with it? But if you did such a thing, then behemate aker, then you have to lame the animal. Perod uchsut v'kelim yir kavu ma'od uchle matachot yolichim the yamalach. Same thing we just had. And but there we said ve'ezu ikur. What's laming? Noel dalet befaneh v'hi meta me'leha. You lock the door. Don't let her out, and she dies on her own. Which means you can't physically hurt the animal, so let her die on her own. So Amar Abaye. So why is it that we say ikur is laming it? Because it's not nice to kodshim. This thing is hekdesh. Nothing you can do with it. It's not nice to hurt it, so you let it die. And the answer is, somebody will see shechted meat, they'll eat it, and they'll violate me'ila. So why don't you just kill it in some way that's not proper shechita? A general prohibition against doing the things that belong to Hashem, what we are commanded to do to Avodah Zarah, which is to destroy. So because of that prohibition, therefore you can't physically attack this animal. That's all Abaye's direction. Rav Amar, mipnei shenireh kematam mum b'kodshim, it looks like you're putting a mum onto kodshim if you attack it, if you hurt it physically. Nireh, what do you mean it looks like? Mum malyu, it really is a mum. So hanimili bizman shemet mikdash kayam dechazi lakrava. The rule of matum of when do you say it's really matum mum b'kodshim, that's when there's a beit hamikdash where you could bring it. Hashid lo chazi lakrava, here you can't bring it anymore. So late lanba, we don't call it matum mum b'kodshim. Just it looks like it. It's not nice. Well, they have in them kematam mum balmum. But wait a second. When an animal's a balmum, you're still not allowed to put a mum on it. It's the same thing here. Now, v'gad lochaz l'akrav, even though you can't bring that as a korban, asur. The answer is balmum nihid lochaz l'gufa, even though a balmum can't be brought for its body on the mizbeach. Damei chaze. Its money could be brought to the Beit HaMikdash. It has kudush adamim. Lafuke hacha delo l'dami chazi v'lo l'gufa chazi. As opposed to this animal, bizman hazeh, there's no kudusha damim, meaning you can't do anything with the damim, nor with the goof, because there's no beit hamikdash. Therefore, even if you attack it directly, it's only called nira kematam l'makodshi. Okay, ashkeche Rabbi Yona, the Rabbi Eloi, the kaya pitcha de tzur. So Rabbi Yona found Rabbi Eloi standing at the gate of the city of Tzur, Tyre. Hamalek tani behemah teaker. We have the Mishnah that says behemah teaker. Eved mai. Remember in the we said you if you buy an eved. By the behemoth, the behemoth teaker. We said the ksuf came. What do you do with slaves? So eved Yisrael, I'm not asking about an eved who's Jewish. Eved Ovid Kochavim, an eved who's a goy. My, Amarlei, my kamei bayilach. What's your question? Tanya, Ovid Kochavim, Maroi behemoth daka. Even outright pagans and shepherds, Lomalin v'lomoridin. We don't bring them out if they fall into a pit, but we also can't put hurt them. Can't throw them in a pit, as opposed to like a maseet or something. So there are most there. So therefore, you certainly can't hurt this guy. So I'm there of Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira. Tani lokchin man beima v'adim u'shvachot. In the Braita that was permitting, we said that you can buy avadim u'shvachot. Eved Yisrael or Dilma filu eved kochavim. Is it only an eved who's Jewish, in which case you're saving him, you're ransoming him, or even a non-Jew? Amrale mistam Rabbi Yisrael. It's probably a Jewish slave. The Avid Kochavim Lion Baile. What do you need him for? Go to some other marketplace where they don't have a pagan festival. What's the big burning need? Kiata Ravin, when Ravin came from Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Afilu Avid Ovid Kochavim. You could even buy a non-Jewish slave. In the case where you're buying it from the Balabayit. I mean, Neshim Machni So Tachar Kavayan Shechina. Because you bring him Tachar Kavayan Shechina, you're also saving him. You're converting him. Amar Avashi, Atu Behema, my machnis tachat v'hayin shchinaika. Wait, it said you could buy animals. There's no tachat. The things that you're allowed to buy aren't just because you're saving them, making them Jewish, you're allowed to buy stuff. Elam ishum miutayu. What's the advantage? Is that you're depleting their assets. Hachinami demati shari. And therefore you could buy this non-Jewish slave because you're depleting his assets of the goy. Rabbi Yaakov, Zavan Sandala. Interesting story to which to end. Rabbi Yaakov bought a sandal in the shuk. Rabbi Yirmiya Zavan Pita, he bought some bread. Now these are both Amorai Eretz Yisrael. Amar lecha v'chavrei, each one said to the other, Yatma. Avad Rabachach, you loser, Kilu. Did you see your Rebbe do this? Amar leidach, Yatma, Avad Rabachach, because they each thought the other guy had bought it from a regular store. Tavayu mi balabayit zavun, both of them had bought it, their item from a balabayit. Chochad, Savar, Chavrei, mi tiger Zavan. He and each one thought the other guy bought from a tiger. The Amar Rabbi Abba, Bered Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Lo Shanu Elav Alokech Min HaTiger, Deshakli Michsa Minei. The prohibition is only if you buy from a regular storekeeper, because he takes the meches that goes to the Avorazar, Avalokech Min Balabayit, Lo Shakli Minei Michsa Mutar. But if you buy from Balabayit, the church doesn't get anything, the Avorazar doesn't get anything, therefore you can buy from him. Amr Ava Bereidu Rabbi Chia Bar Ava, this is what I mentioned earlier. Il Malei Haya Rabbi Yochanan Ha Zimna Ba'atra De Kashak Limirsef. Rabbi Yochanan had come one time to see how they take the meches. Afilu Balabayit Hu Asar. He would even prohibit buying from a Balabayit, because the reality is that they do take from the Balabayit, and you're helping the Avodah Zarah. Ela Inu Eichu Zavon. So how did these two rabbis buy what they bought? Balabayit Sheino Kavua Zavon. They bought it not from a guy who has a regular stand, but rather, some guy selling out of the back of his car or something. Meaning, the guy who was not kavua there and there, they never took meches from him, and therefore he was allowed to buy. They were allowed to buy. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with Mishnah Hay in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.